Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Basics. I am your host, the Crazy Uncle. Today, we're going to be going over the difference between your hygiene kit and your first aid kit. You're going to see as we go through the difference between them is your hygiene kit is all about preventative, and the first aid kit is all about actually responding to something. Okay, that's why it's first aid. This is why people get confused. You'll see a few of these items will end up in the hygiene kit or vice versa. These are meant to be separate for good reason. Now, in your hygiene kit, I've actually color-coded because there's different things for different people. Okay, everybody should have a toothbrush, and by the way, go full size. Don't get those travel pieces of shit. Okay, the brush, you might as well be brushing your teeth with a stick. Those bristles are so damn hard, you're going to end up with what's called toothbrush scour on your gums. It's not a good thing. It makes your teeth a whole lot easier to come out. So get the full size and get a case for it, and you're good. Toothpaste, by the way, get the non-fluoride stuff, because if you flip it over and you see that little red tab on the back, that little red tab literally means swallow and call poison control. Prove me wrong, I dare you. All right, after that, you also want feet powder. I don't know about you, but I'm not just powdering one foot. Okay, when it comes to feet powder, actually know how to put it on. Don't just throw it in your boots and call it good. So if that shit clumps together, it's like having rocks in your shoe. It's not fun. And also baby wipes. I put baby in quotes because they're big alcohol wipes, really. For obvious reasons. Now, you can actually swap the baby wipes for those compressed tablets, which is actually, if you're going walking a long way, is actually better. They don't weigh anything. The things are like a hundredth of an ounce a piece. It's crazy how light they are and how many you can carry. So, that's pretty much the overview for everybody. For males, you're going to need a razor. I recommend having an electric and having a backup blade along with shaving cream. You don't need much. Travel size, shaving cream, and just one pack of blades and you're good. Rechargeable of some sort. Rechargeable batteries or the actual recharge razor. Is what you want. You don't want to be sitting there carrying a shit ton of batteries. We will be going over why you don't want to do that. But it should be self-explanatory. I say should because how's Jeff Dunham put it? Right over the head. Alright, for females, feminine hygiene products, whatever you use. The kicker with this, I will say this straight up because I see this happen all the damn time. Whatever you think you might need, whatever you calculate it to, double that damn number. I made hygiene kits for my brother's wife, you know, the nieces and everything, and their shit is, they looked at me and said, I don't need this many. I only go through maybe half of this. Maybe. I said, keep all of it in there. One went camping and she actually hugged me and said, thank you so much. I'm not kidding. We as men, we don't have to deal with this bullshit. But I'll tell you what, you got to deal with that shit and you're on the move, you're going to want to make life suck just a little bit less. Okay, but that's the hygiene kit in a nutshell. That's it. That's all you're going to have. Hygiene kits are not all that big. You don't need shampoo. You're not trying to smell nice and look pretty and all that other bullshit. If you need that stuff, you get the travel size. You know, as far as toothbrush and toothpaste, you know, a little travel size Listerine would be good. But this is all I recommend. Now, we're going to move over to the first aid kit. Okay, and it looks like a lot, but it's really not. Okay, alcohol and iodine wipes. You've all seen them. You need a pack of like 50 for like, they're like twice the size of a matchbook. I mean, it's really small. Band-aids. Get an assortment of them. Because you don't know how big or how small you're going to need it. Again, don't take up a lot of room. They condense down. Actual bandages. That's different. Okay, have one or two of those. Those do take up some space, but are pretty light. Gauze. We all know gauze. Now, the kicker is, on that one, is you can find gauze right there. This is why military personnel carry tampons in their kit. It's not that they're trying to plug a bullet hole. Whoever started that whole thing is just full of shit. If you got a hole that big in you, you're probably not going to make it. But it's a double-packed piece of gauze that they could pull out, throw it on there, and tape it down real quick. All right? It's sterile. There you go. All right? A tourniquet. Now, before you carry one, learn how to use it. I'm going to say this again. Learn how to use it. Because if you don't know what you're doing, you are going to cause some major problems. It's not just as easy as throwing it on and twisting it. No, there's more to it. Okay? Eye wash. Something like a little bit of Visine. You get something in your eye, ask anybody. You ever get something in your eyes, you can't get it out? Try being out in the middle of God's nowhere, and you got something flicked in your eye. Just something you can squirt in your eye, and it friggin' hose that shit out. Will be a fucking lifesaver. Weighs about an ounce. Won't take up much room. Temporary tooth repair kit. Holy crap, you can pick these things up at Walgreens or CVS or anything else for less than $5. They do take up some space, but ask anybody who's had a dental issue how much they would love some relief. And it makes such a huge difference. Hopefully you never have to use it. But still having it there is a whole lot better than not having it. Now, tweezers, not a requirement, but a nice thing to have. Splinters happen. They happen a lot. Cough drops. You do not have to take the whole bag and throw them in there. Take a couple and put a little Ziploc bag, a little snack pack in there. Poof, you're good. Okay? It's just some people, if you end up out in the springtime, yeah, they start coughing because all the pollen in the air. Maybe you come across something you didn't know you were allergic to, but you are. It'll just help. Now, I have on the bottom here pain meds and stomach meds. Two different things, but you can get both of these lined up easily by just going to your local store. They sell them right next to the register. Those little travel packs. I got down here ibuprofen and aspirin. One's an anti-inflammatory, one's a pain reliever. And for the stomach meds, I got Pepto and freaking Imodium. Okay? Now, make sure you know the difference between ibuprofen and aspirin. Don't just slam them both down if you don't need them. Save them for when you need them. And Pepto and Imodium work different. One will calm your stomach and the other one completely binds your system. So keep that in mind. Only use the one you need to. Now, if you desperately need it, definitely put the Imodium down. But again, when you start looking through this long list, it's actually not that much. Your first aid kit is not going to be super massive. Might be about this big. Not even the size of a medium. Well, maybe about the size of a medium-sized book. Paperback book. That's it. It's not going to be anything. Now, you can actually put, maybe not the hygiene kit, but this whole first aid kit on a battle belt. And walk around. It's only going to be like strapping it to your back. It's just nothing. But these little things will save you a lot of trouble down the road. So I hope I cleared up everything for those who are getting started. This is your host, Crazy Uncle. I'm out.